Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick resigned yesterday. He pleaded guilty to two felony charges, so he had no choice. He also faces jail time and $1 million in fines. It's all part of a plea deal that ends a long legal battle. And we have more this morning from Detroit Public Radio's Noah Ovshinsky.
Detroit's embattled mayor faced a total of eight felonies, ranging from perjury to obstruction of justice. All but two were dismissed after Kwame Kilpatrick admitted to lying under oath in a whistleblower's lawsuit last year. Kilpatrick denied having an extramarital affair with a former aide, a relationship that was later documented in widely published text messages. The legal and political drama eventually drew in Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm. She held a hearing this week aimed at removing Kwame Kilpatrick from office. After he resigned, Granholm ended the proceedings with this warning for all current and would-be politicians.
A public office is entrusted to the person who holds that office, but belongs to the people who are served by that office.
Let me first just thank all of you for being here and for that warm...
Mayor Kilpatrick talked about that office during a televised address last night. He cited a long list of accomplishments as mayor, but he also acknowledged his mistakes.
I want to emphasize tonight that I take full responsibility for my own actions and for the poor judgment that they reflected. I wish with all my heart that we could turn back the hands of time and tell that young man to make better choices. But I can't.
Kilpatrick's lead attorney, Dan Webb, thinks others are also to blame. Comparing the mayor's situation to a deck of cards, he pointed the finger at those with greater political ambitions. Webb also blames the media.
The deck was stacked against him because, over a period of months, the press in this town vilified this man day in and day out.
Webb blames daily critical headlines for hampering the mayor's ability to lead and defend himself. Although many here argue that Kilpatrick's legal challenges were of his own making, most Detroiters are now looking to the future, including Ken Cockrell Jr., who heads the Detroit City Council and will now serve as interim mayor.
While our thoughts and prayers are with Mayor Kilpatrick and his family, we have to be ready to move forward with the business of the city of Detroit.
That business includes fixing budget deficits, dealing with a record foreclosure rate, double-digit unemployment, and a declining population. Bill Ballinger edits the newsletter Inside Michigan Politics. He says Cockrell will certainly have his work cut out for him.
Kwame Kilpatrick really doesn't have that much to do with the deep-seated problems in Detroit. The idea that all you have to do is get rid of Kwame Kilpatrick and all of a sudden Detroit is going to be healed is ridiculous.
In the meantime, Detroit residents are left to pick through the political and legal wreckage that has at best posed a significant distraction for a city struggling to find its way. For NPR News, I'm Noah Ovshinsky in Detroit.